IVM.
Hello, welcome to Football Portal. My name is Taru and I have the Sultan of Sadness, Yash Sowan, with me. What's up, Yash?
Hey, man. What to say?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. We are recording this on a Wednesday night, right before the Real Madrid versus Manchester City game. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we are looking at a real possibility of a Champions League final between Manchester City and Liverpool. Who are we going to support? The devil or the deep sea?
I mean, after forcing myself to make a decision, I think if, of course, Real don't make it tonight, I think Liverpool it will be.
You will support Liverpool?
Yeah, I mean, this is assuming that Man City win the league.
Okay, so let's assume Man City beat Real Madrid. That's it, right?
Yeah.
So now we have a Champions League final. And if I have to say, who are you going to support? Mm-hmm. Who would it be?
No, so if Man City win the Premier League, then I'll support Liverpool here. Because Man City have never won the Champions League and it'll be better if it stays that way. Plus, Pep Guardiola and his IT cell will go into overdrive if he manages to win the Champions League as well, which will be irritating
now,
to see.
We have a Pep Guardiola IT cell.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Twitter
okay,
is...
Okay, so if Liverpool win the league, then who would you support in the Champions League final?
Yeah, then it has to be Man City then.
No? Wow.
Otherwise, it will be unbearable to see Liverpool win so many.
Okay, let's talk about last night's game. 45 minutes, yes, for 45 minutes. Our hearts were filled with hope and joy.
Right. But to be fair, I wasn't watching the game. So I was only tracking it because I assumed that Villarreal were just going to allow them to get through. But surprisingly, they managed to play well in the 45 minutes from what I've read.
Yeah.
And because of that, I didn't want anything to change, obviously. So I didn't switch on the TV. I felt that maybe the luck will go this way. But unfortunately, a friend of ours, Shashank, opened his mouth and complained about the goalkeeper. This is before all his buffoonery in the match. And from what I've read, he was nutmeg twice to concede a goal. And once he was on the half line alone and let Sadio Mane
through. Doing? But I mean, okay. I mean,
At that juncture, I guess it was either rushing out or staying. So he just made a split second decision.
Correct. So, I mean, you can't blame him for the last goal. But the first one, oh God. Luis Diaz, Liverpool were truly rattled in that first half. Like, mm-hmm. you know, they were genuinely made, it was so uncomfortable for them that they were genuinely so bad. I obviously expected them to hit back, but man, they scored four goals in the second half. This Luis Diaz, where do they get all these characters from?
Mm. Yeah, well, the Portuguese league has provided some great players for the Premier League. I mean, their hit rate is great. So I guess it's not surprising for us to find that Luis Diaz is pretty good.
Why? Okay, fine. I won't bring up Manchester United yet. Fine. Tonight, we are recording before the Real Madrid City game.
Yeah.
Kyle Walker is also starting. It looks like if I look at Pep Guardiola's formation, he has not overthunk this. So
yeah, but wasn't there some injury problem or something in the previous game which made him put Fernandinho where he played?
No, first he put John Stones.
Right.
And then he put in Fernandinho.
Yeah. So I'm sure if his squad was completely available, he would have avoided this. But let's see. I mean, I'm hoping. I mean, Santiago Bernabeu isn't like one of those, places which gives Real Madrid a lot of home advantage. I mean, of course, it's intimidating for the opponents, but if Real start playing badly, the crowd just turns on the players and all. So, yeah, this is not a foregone conclusion that it's going to be a Real
Madrid. Yeah. So, there's like a lot of similarities between St. James's Park and Santiago Bernabeu, you know. So, sticking with Real Madrid, Carlo Ancelotti wins the league with Real. I mean, yes. I think people have been expecting this for 5 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Now he's the first manager ever to win like leagues in five top leagues of Europe. So suddenly his PR is a little on overdrive saying that, you know, like this guy, is he one of the best ever?
He is a great European manager, no doubt. And I also mean, he's great in European tournaments. He's won three Champions League already. But this stat is quite misleading that he's won five leagues.
Even with Bayern.
He's, he's, You know, yeah, he's won with Bayern and PSG. Plus, he's only won 5 league titles.
Yeah.
His 2.5-decade career. So, he's like... who's Steffi Graf's husband?
Andre Agassi.
Yeah, he's like an Andre Agassi type character. Andre Agassi had a career Grand Slam, but obviously Pete Sampras was better than him just because because he didn't win French Open doesn't mean Sampras wasn't leaps and bounds ahead.
That is so true. He's just won 5, and that with AC Milan, which were like the biggest team then. And okay, fine. Yeah. I mean,
but honestly. Was it his best achievement? That because Juventus was a pretty strong team back then, so
yeah,
that could be that and of course Chelsea, because United were pretty decent back then. So these two were big achievements. Apart from that, I don't think they had much competition in the La Liga this year. And then he won with Bayern and PSG, which is just whatever.
Walkover. Yeah. So I now want my man Mourinho to manage Paris for 1 year. Even if he doesn't win Champions League, it's fine. Then he'll be the first man to win league in the top 6. Yeah. From when did France become the top 5 league in Europe? Who is deciding this?
There must be some metric that they have decided. Maybe it's the money that is generated. Or off late, I think the team that gets into the later stages of the Champions League, because Paris gets to every quarterfinals, right? Monaco got pretty late.
Till they hired Poch.
Mbappe and all.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't know. Mourinho will be a good shout for PSG because, I mean, they want to win the Champions League. And if they give Mourinho a brief that we want to do this, I'm sure he can make it happen.
No, I don't think it's that easy, because the league has become so easy for them that, you know, by like November, no one even wants to play. So how do you get like yourself match fit and like ready to go in February, because you haven't really played serious footballs from November? So
fair point. Yeah,
that's so I don't think that's happened. And I was reading one more stat. You know, PSG's wage bill is 44% of Ligue 1's wage bill.
God. And Mbappe is not going. So what's going to happen?
He's not?
That, I mean, obviously, these are rumors at this stage. So,
dude. God knows. Okay. Before we talk about Premier League, rest in peace, Mino Raiola.
Yep. I mean, sad. And it was such a weird 2 days on Twitter where first there was the news of his demise. Then people are complaining that this is fake news. And he put up, his handle put up a tweet saying, I've been resuscitated and blah, blah. And it was just madness.
Yeah. He was only 54 years old. So,
yeah. I mean, I don't want to like body shame him, but he didn't seem like the fittest person.
I don't think so. There. You know, he was paid like supposedly 54 million by both Juve and Manchester United for getting Paul Pogba off. So,
his demise is sad and all that, but I mean, as I mentioned in our WhatsApp group, I genuinely hope that this doesn't mean that Paul Pogba stays back.
And, no, he won't. But I mean, look, half of them will either go with George Mendes and associates.
Right.
So yeah. So okay. But look at his roster, man, dude. It has.
Yeah, it is insane, right? But this is quite a monopolistic thing, right? Most of them go with either Mendes or this guy or Kia Dorapchian. There's just a few of them out there. So his roster is going to look good if you're close to the top.
Yeah. Yeah, but his like Kia's super agent is because he's like, based out of Brazil and everything. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see what will happen to all of Mino's clients and where they'll end up this season. Because I think most of them are running out of contracts. So if Mino had lived for like 3 more years, he would have made a killing from this. But
yeah. Maybe this is a good opportunity for
George
Harry Kane's brother to increase his roster from 1 to. Plural.
That guy, the arrogance is just on a bloody desk like he has some work to do. It's unbelievable. Anyway, getting back to Premier League, Cristiano Ronaldo scores. Manchester United beat Brentford 3-0. On my fantasy football group, I was like, Brentford are going to thrash Manchester United. Somehow they beat the odds and Europa League seems on.
Yeah. It seems on, especially after the West Ham result. It was the last home game of the season and it was on a Monday and there was a full crowd at Old Trafford, which was good to see. There was a walkout also planned against the Glazers in the 73rd minute and
no one
there
dared.
Were flares. It was, I don't think Brentford were really, I mean, Brentford had nothing to play for.
Correct.
And such games at times could be dangerous because people are playing for their contracts and to impress their agent or impress other clubs and this and that. But once the first goal went in, Brentford were like, you know, they were probably looking at their phone to book tickets to some Mediterranean club, Mediterranean country to party. So, yeah, so it was a farewell, sort of a farewell game for a lot of players, but not Jesse Lingard.
So let's get to that. Yeah. Jesse Lingard's brother was pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah, he was pissed off, but I mean, the conspiracy theory here is that Rangnick didn't play him because he was the leak to the media that the dressing room is in shambles. So being the strict professor and being a heartless German,
why does Rangnick care? Even Nito is sent off for him also. He's gone to Austria to manage.
Yeah, fair enough. But I mean, principles and all that. Yeah, but
that was kind of a dicky move. I mean, he's been through the club since the age of 9.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can play find 3 minutes for him to play right somewhere.
Yeah, and especially given that Cavani has pretty much not played all season despite picking up his salary, there was no reason to play Cavani. He could have played Jesse instead of Cavani.
Correct. I mean, then this guy, Juan Mata, he played so well. I thought he was going to get a contract on the ground only.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate that United didn't have the managers, Mourinho onwards, who could play with him, because he's a guy with a wonderful touch. But I think, you know, number 10s like him are sort of obsolete in the game. So
yeah,
I don't think he has the ability to chase. I mean, pressing is fine. You can just run at people, but to actually win the ball back and all with his height and strength, I don't think a player playing so behind, you know, can really do that these days.
I know. I mean, it'll be amazing to see half of this United squad out of contract ending up at Roma. And I'll be like, what the hell? He's just recreating the entire. So he basically wants, if he does that, no, he basically wants Manchester United minus Paul Pogba. That was his dream.
Yeah. Oh, so is he going to definitely sign Matic?
No, I don't think so. Because Matic will ask for a lot of money, and Roma basically have just gotten rid of all the high wage guys this year painfully by threatening them with lawsuits and things like that. So I don't think they want to.
But who? There's no one low wage at Manchester United, so there is no chance.
Exactly. So I don't know. I just read a rumor before coming for this recording that Aaron Wan-Bissaka he wants. I don't know where will Aaron Wan-Bissaka play at Roma. Like, there's no way
right back. So.
But Roma
doesn't. He'll convert him into the right-sided central defender or something.
But they have Rick Karstorp, and he is much better than Wan-Bissaka. So I don't know. Okay. Anyway, these are all rumors. But let's move on. Frank Lampard is saved. Saved. Yes, saved.
Is he safe still? Or it was quite disappointing that Chelsea didn't go for the kill. I'm quite sad.
But. So Everton are still 18th, but 33 games, 32 points. I was so tense because a lot of my fantasy clan match depended on Everton beating Chelsea, or like at least three of the Chelsea players not scoring a goal. But somehow the miracle is pulled off. They beat Chelsea.
Yeah, it would be quite fitting if, for Lampard, if he sends Leeds down, right? I mean, given the whole...
But even Bielsa is gone. So what's the incentive? He wants to put Ted Lasso down.
Yeah. Because I think Burnley sort of have pulled off a great escape. Like, we were all upset that Dyche got sacked. But whatever the new manager's syndrome magic, Burnley has managed to pull off. So
But I don't think so. I mean, Burnley is 34 games, 34 points. Everton is 33 games.
But they have a better goal difference than Leeds, right? So, I mean, I don't think Leeds are going to make up the goals. I mean, of course, Burnley can lose all the matches and go down, but I don't think they were bad running.
Okay. We have to... Norwich got relegated again.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
I hope they play pre-season friendly against Fulham, because these two have been avoiding each other. It's been a revolving
that only goal. Means Fulham have come up. Fulham came up the weekend Norwich got relegated. They're so coordinated. These guys don't even... And AFC Bournemouth is back up.
I have mixed feelings about that, because Nottingham Forest have been tracking, because United Looney is there, and they've been playing well this season. And they played a match which was almost like a playoff itself for that second place, and which ended up as a 1-0 victory to Bournemouth at home.
Yes.
And there was Nottingham Forest
can still come up now.
Can still come up through the playoff. But I mean, yeah, it was just an exciting prospect of them just overtaking.
Okay, so let's look at this. So the playoff positions as of now are Luton Town, Sheffield United, Huddersfield, and Nottingham Forest. Oh,
man.
Other than Luton Town, I've seen all of them in the Premier League. So go Luton Town.
Such a small team. Just for the history, Nottingham Forest have to come up, man. It'll be fun to have.
They wanted to hire Sven-Goran Eriksson. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. So it's not a big deal, man. Sven is not a big name. So that's
fine. Okay. All right. Let's take a break right now. After the break, we have Player of the Week and games to look forward to this weekend.
Right.
But let's talk about, before that, Arsenal and Leicester right after the break. Arsenal and Tottenham, I mean. And what's going on there, right? So stay tuned to Football Twaddle. Okay, welcome back to Football Twaddle. Yes, Savant.
Yes, what's up? What's up?
What is going to happen for the fourth position? Is Chelsea going to get out of fourth position?
No, I think Chelsea are safe. They just are. I don't think Tuchel screws this up.
Yes. But the question is, Tottenham beat Leicester 3-1, which is understandable because Leicester rested like 8 players and for their conference league. Right? But Arsenal, they somehow dug it. And even though they were drawing the match at halftime, they somehow went for it and won. This is May 12th is the day, Yash.
Yeah. But I mean, West Ham themselves are distracted by their own semi-final in the Europa League. So
correct.
I don't know. And I don't know how focused were West Ham. But we have to give it to Arsenal. I mean, they have been, after their horrible 3-match defeat turn, they've turned it around. And they're going strong. I mean, I would still like to back Tottenham to do it. Especially because Tottenham are playing Liverpool coming weekend.
Okay. So, Arsenal's remaining games are in no particular order. But Everton... Tottenham and Leeds United. So it's Leeds, Tottenham and Everton. And Tottenham are playing Liverpool, Arsenal and Liverpool, Arsenal and Norwich, right?
Right.
So who has the easier run-in?
I think Arsenal have a trickier run-in because two of those teams are relegation threatened, right? Leeds and Everton.
Yes.
And of course, the big game that they have is against Spurs. And they're on the same points, right?
Correct.
And Norwich have nothing to play for on the last day. So you can just, you know...
But as a send-off to the Premier League...
No, it's just... I mean, they give a send-off every 2 years. They give a send-off. So this is nothing special. So that you can chalk in 3 points for Spurs there. Even Spurs can't post it up at Norwich. But I more than anything, I think for Spurs, this Liverpool game will determine everything. Everything as in their fourth place.
All right.
Because if Liverpool in their title chasing thing beat them, then it's done. I who's playing first that day?
Who's playing first? You mean in this coming
week? Yeah. So
Liverpool Spurs.
Liverpool Spurs are playing first. So if Liverpool manage to beat Spurs, I Arsenal has a huge incentive on Sunday to just beat Leeds and finish this title race. So. Yeah, so this weekend sort of will decide the title fourth place. The fourth place title race.
Yes, understood. Yeah, that is only title these days. Yes, it's okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Who has been your player of the week?
Oh, God. This week has been so difficult.
It's not that difficult.
I mean...
You can always say Nathan Ake.
Why? What did he do?
He's got a goal against Leeds. Or you can say Richarlison.
No, definitely not. He's not my player. And I'm going to say Rafa Varane for scoring his first Premier League goal.
What?
Historic.
We just discussed like in the beginning that it was not even a very good game. Brentford.
Rafa Varane, World Cup winner.
Oh, that way.
Four-time Champions League winner, gracing the Premier League, making it richer and all that. And
I would say the best Asian footballer ever, Heung-Min Son.
Nice.
Two goals and one Thunderbird. That was amazing. He's such a good player, man. He poor guy.
He's I don't know why he's stuck at Tottenham. I mean, I'm sure in Ferguson's time he would have stepped him up.
Yeah. All right. What games are you watching this weekend?
Well, as I mentioned, obviously Liverpool Spurs versus Spurs. Liverpool Spurs will be the game. It's important for the title race. It's important for the fourth place trophy. it's everything of this, almost everything in the season hinges on this one tie.
All right, and what's the score going to be?
Oh, I'm gonna go for a 2-1 Tottenham victory.
What?
Yes.
Dude, why?
Liverpool can't keep winning, man. And I don't want Liverpool to win. I don't want Arsenal. I mean, not this is not a strong feeling, but I would prefer Spurs in the Champions League.
That way. Okay. I'm going to watch Manchester City versus Newcastle. There are two aspects to this. If City beat Real Madrid today, they will be like overjoyed reaching another final and they will let their guards down and our club Newcastle will swoop in and beat them 1-0. Right? Or if City lose to Real Madrid today and they'll be like dejected, they'll be so sad that they will not get out of first gear and Jonjo Shelby will whoop their ass and we will still beat them 1-0. So all roads lead to Newcastle beating City 1-0 on the weekend. And that's why I'm going to watch it.
It will be an awesome game. Everyone should watch it.
Yeah, well, we are saying the game of the week. So obviously, everyone should watch it. But there's also Atletico Madrid versus Real Madrid. If anyone wants to see... standing ovation. What do you call? What do you call that thing where people stand?
Guard of honor.
Guard of honor, yeah.
I don't think they're going to give them a guard of honor. I mean...
They shouldn't.
All of these things are becoming obsolete anyway. So.
Yeah, what is this guard of honor? Who creates all this bullshit?
The British. I mean,
so, but why is all it of this exported everywhere? Protocol.
Yeah, because it's the English game, right? So, it just catches on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I was put into clickbait the other day. Like, did you know AC Milan and some other club in Spain have the English flag on their crest? Find out why. And I was
St.
Like,
George's Cross.
I clicked on it. So I guess the English decided guard of honor as well. All right, yes. On that note, take care, buddy.
Yeah, you too.